Welcome to Between Our Sundays.
This is Kenny.
And this is Chrissy, where we share real life with real people while serving a real God.
Well, welcome to episode number 15. Today is a Sunday. It is afternoon time frame, almost 3 o'clock here on the Central Time Zone. We have the fortunate ability to have our two younger kiddos with us here in the podcast. So say hello, girls.
Hello.
Hey.
That was Maddie and then Olivia. So it is a rare opportunity to have them in the house, especially over weekend, because they are gone.
They work. Choose to stay away.
They do find places to be that are not here. And I can't imagine what that's like, because as a teenager, I was at home 24/7.
Because you were homeschooled.
I was always at home. And I'm sure you were too.
Sure. Yes.
Well, we've had an exciting week, couple weeks. We've had a lot of things to work on. We've had a lot of things that have happened. Currently sitting and looking at Chrissy handling a new delivery here at the house. So she has been famously on the Instagram or the Facebook or one of the socials, and she watches these little clips for this candy called Silky Gems.
They come through my reels,
and they're probably going to get a lot more of them now. But the candy itself is like a hard coated candy with a jelly inside, and these people crunch it on the outside. I'm sure if you listen to this long enough and put in Silky Gems, you're going to find this candy. And so the better got the best of us here, and we finally ordered some. Needless to say, it doesn't taste terrible. I wouldn't sum it up as tasting great, but it does make the sound that they have on the heads, which is kind of their claim to fame as well. So now I've got multiple people at the table grabbing these. So apologies in advance. If you hear somebody rattling around the table and making a crunching noise, it's one of these obnoxious three, because I won't chew them on.
We are not selling Silky Gems.
We are not. We
but
get
if
no
Silky
part of
Gem
this.
Would like us to crunch on some of their candy and advertise for them, we are open.
We are open. We're there.
Any new flavors, send them our way.
So, in light of that, we could probably open this up with a little bit of what has happened more so recently, and then we can dial it back from there. So we've been doing a lot of learning as parents, and we've been doing a lot of learning, it sounds like, or at least I hope, as children, because as we have found new things that we are working towards, we have a budding high school senior now, and we have a high school junior, and we've had a lot of awesome things that they've been growing into. One of them is again, starting senior year. I wouldn't say a relaxed schedule, but a schedule that is definitely not as full as it has been. And of course, she is on the hunt for college. She has been in softball for probably since she was 10, 11. So quite a few years of wanting to play softball and enjoying that.
I think she started at 9.
Might have been. Enough years to say that, you know, this isn't like a relatively new thing for her. But all in all, she has had the desire to play at the collegiate level. And that varies in a lot of ways. It can be very competitive. It can be very restrictive. And it can certainly be, in a lot of ways, hard to find the ability to find the right school that fits what you want to do. So we've been on the hunt. She's been on the hunt. We have some recruiting assistance that happens. We anything that we can do as parents, we've been trying. So for several weeks, probably even more so several months, we've been kind of on her to say, you know, this is your future. We want to help you, but we need you to invest in it. So you got to kind of help us figure out where you want to go. We need you to research the places.
Help us help you.
And the spaces. And I love the Jerry Maguire throwback right there. But we've been trying very hard to get her to focus on this, and it's been less than optimal. But now we're starting to gain some traction. So she scheduled a college tour. It's been a couple weeks ago she scheduled it, and she picked a college so we're in Alabama now. We live in Southern Alabama. We live in LA, Lower Alabama. But she picked a college that was just over the Alabama-Georgia border in LaGrange, Georgia. And so this would probably have been last fall, maybe. Was it, well, fall, or was it early in the spring that we did a drive-by?
Oh, it would. No, it was spring, because okay. It was during Olivia's track season.
We had a track meet in Auburn.
That's what led the whole thing.
Yeah, it was in April.
And she said, hey, there's this college. I mean, we're going to drive right by. So we just got off the interstate. We drove by there, and it was a cute little town. The college was very small. I think it's somewhere between 500 and 700 students, depending on the demographic.
I think they said this upcoming school year there's like 714 students or something. Like it's a small. Maddie, so what was it?
Like 700. So 800 ish.
Yeah, so it's fitting the mold, and it's getting there, and we're slowly working ourselves into it. And so she set up a college tour to go see there. So that was Friday. So we've been building up to this, building up to this, building up to this. Now, let me take you back just a little bit further in that we are a household of four drivers now. So both the girls drive and have been driving. Maddie's been, you know, about 18 months or so, and Olivia since March. So a little more than, you know, 4 months, 5 months. Doing pretty good. And not had any major issues. One of the first major issues was that Maddie, I guess, just didn't understand what the R meant. And so she put the truck in reverse with her sister's car right behind her on a Sunday morning and drove right smack into that sucker. And, you know, if anybody out there has ever done battle with a trailer hitch, you will know that the trailer hitch always wins. And when you put the Hyundai Sonata in competition with the trailer hitch on the truck trailer hitch wins, and the Sonata took a pretty good beating. So we had to do some sisterly love there and say, hey, Olivia, sorry, your car now has a hole in the front of it. We'll work on getting that fixed. And she was a good, kind sister and built in some grace and allowed the grace to come through and didn't stay mad at her sister for too long. Well, let's fast forward now all the way to our trip on Friday. And we're trying to get to down the road, and we get a sudden call. And what was it, Christy? Maybe 7 o'clock in the morning or so?
7:10.
Yes. Yeah, it was.
And she says, hey, I know you guys are going to be really upset with me, but I just drove the car through the garage door. And we mean that in all seriousness. It really did happen. And we're able to take this in really good spirits right now. We're able to open up about this because while the event itself was a little bit overwhelming at the time, it really speaks to how life can sometimes have some unexpected events and how we work through those and some things that happen truly as a family. And so I'm looking over across the table. Olivia's a little bit shy at this moment because she's not happy that we're happening about this. But I really wanted to tell her one of the things that her mom and I noticed out of this the most was that after the event had really kind of transpired and she had dealt with us with it, she still had a place to go. She still had a place to be. And she had some real maturity in this to be able to gather herself together and say, you know, this sucky thing kind of happened, but we got to move through it. And so as this is happening, she still had to go into school, into her leadership role, because she is one of the captains for the auxiliary team. And so she had to go, and this was the first day of camp for the school. And so she was able to address this with her peer group. She was able to address this with her adult leadership there. And Christy and I had some moments to think about this. And that was one of the things, Christy, that you and I got to talk about the most was just how much we were really proud. And as we've kind of shared and joked about this with kind of some of our friends, that's been one of the more serious things that come about, is that we were able to really recognize some growth and maturity in this, to say that we were taken back, honestly, by some of the growth in that, and saying that, you know, hey, in the midst of a storm, you were able to take a few moments and focus on what was ahead of you and still get your job done.
Right.
How big of a lesson is there into that? I mean, just as an adult that's listening to this, like, we're not immune to things that happen to us when we're adults. Bad stuff happens. Things happen. Little backstory. We own a business, and I had some trucks that we had gotten, and I had just gotten these trucks delivered. They were brand new off the line. I took the truck into work, wanted to drive it, and I parked it at work to wash it. And so I parked it right in front of our gas pump that is at work. And as I park it there, I tell myself, hey, I'm not going to put this truck in Ford, because if I do, I'm going to drive over the gas pump. Sure enough, 2 hours later, what did I do? I drove over the gas pump.
Yep.
And what happened, Chrissy?
You grounded your aircraft because there was no fuel.
I ripped the bumper off of a brand new truck.
Yeah.
I broke a fuel pump.
Yep.
And it caused a lot of damage.
But the truth is, as adults, we make decisions all the time. And I think what the biggest thing is to recognize is we have to step back from these moments to evaluate, where was my mind at? Where's my mind at? And what caused me to make those decisions? And I think that's what's most important in all of these situations.
So we're having a good laughing moment here. Apparently, I was talking too much. So Chrissy's taken her phone and she's passed it around the table to everybody but me and said this was the Kenny show. So I'm going to go and hit the mute button on mine, and these three ladies get to talk now.
You're just telling all the stories. I think the girls should give maybe their perspectives of stories. But I think it's important to note and really emphasize to both of them that as adults, we all make poor choices. And when we're distracted, we press the gas instead of the brake. Or when we're frustrated, or when we're excited and boastful about a brand new truck that my business owns that I'm going to go show to the guys because I am somebody.
That was borderline rude.
I think that you didn't need to drive the work truck to your job that day.
That's not
but,
true.
You know, stuff happens, and I think you quit driving it to work. And you definitely quit parking in the grass near the fuel pump.
Yeah,
so,
matter of fact, I think they put barriers around it because of me.
That
nobody can get to it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You're also the guy that can leave spare tires out and get them wedged in between other tires. I mean, you are the guy.
Are you saying I'm accident prone?
I mean,
he had spawns.
The thing is that we are financially responsible for our choices and their choices at this season of life. So the frustrations have been present, very present. But I think it's worthy to note that we as mom and dad, Kenny and Chrissy, we have grown a whole lot in our years together as parents. Because what used to be years ago, a lot of aggression and a lot of anger. Now, don't get me wrong, there were some not so nice words shared on the phone as this call came in on Friday. And I don't know that anybody in this situation would have not at some point had not nice words to say. So there was some frustration there, and there was more frustration when we got home to evaluate the situation to realize that the problems went a lot deeper than the surface of what we could see. So
again, that trailer hitch wins every time.
Yes. Yes.
Every time.
It really is there to protect us against other people, not against us with our own vehicles.
Coming back, I think we have a 1994 Chevrolet Camaro prize possession that also did damage or did a battle with a trailer hitch and lost.
Yes. Totaled.
It did.
Lost.
It took it out.
Yes.
It took it out.
And again, that was another distracted decision of changing the radio.
That was shuffling CDs, Chrissy. That was trying to get it out of the visor. Hey, ladies, CDs are these round things that we used to have. They kept our music on them.
I know I watched movies with him as a kid.
Those are DVDs.
Same thing.
No.
No.
A CD is both music and a DVD is a movie.
Oh, yes, but they both do this.
They're both the circle.
With another circle.
Thing.
So, Olivia, I would like to know, you've got a whole forum here. You get the truth trolley. It's pulling into the station right now. Everybody gets to hear what you think of the occurrence. We all know what happened. We don't have to rehash that. But how do you think it happened? Like, and not the accident, but the engagement between you to your parents and then the result that you got back. How do you think that went? And again, there's no wrong answer, but I'm sure we would love to know and everybody listening would love to know. You obviously felt open enough to call because you called. I mean, you did not hesitate at all. You called right away. And there's something to be said for that.
I mean, yeah, I do think the first thing I needed to do was let you know what happened because, I mean, all in all, at least you needed to know that I was okay because it was still a car accident. It doesn't matter how bad it was. And I mean, I hit the garage, I hit another car, and it was your right to know first. And so even though I was also on a time crunch, so I know I needed, like, there was no hesitation to just be like, I need to let them know because I needed to go pick somebody up and get to the place I needed to be to fill in the position that I was given to. So just having to take the responsibility to know I made a mistake and I need to let them know now kind of just went through my brain, like, you need to do this right this moment. They need to know so you can move on with your day and get to where you need to be. And so you guys have time to process. I also thought, I was like, if I tell them now, it's not like they're home and they're going to scream at me in my face. So at least they have a whole day to think about it before they get home. So
just to clarify, there was no screaming in your face.
Yeah, because you weren't home.
So you're saying that if we were home, I could have screamed on the phone.
I wonder what it would have sounded like from the inside of the house. Here we are in the bed, in the couch. Pick a place in the house and we hear...
Well,
anyway, so how do you think we did? If you give us a grade, we get a grade in A, B, C, D, or an F. No judgment here. No judgment.
You can't. Madigail,
we're coming. We're making the rounds. Don't worry. She's got rounds coming.
Okay, good.
It was sarcastic.
Well,
don't think it was an A. I'd say probably a C or a low B.
So if a parent was listening to this and like, hey, I'm in this same scenario, something bad happened, my kid's trying to connect with me, what would a parent do?
To get an A.
To get an A.
I feel like I understand where the frustration comes from, and I think I would have been frustrated if I got a call too. But not gonna lie, I was low-key a little scared to call, knowing that I did make a big mistake and I was worried about the reaction that was going to come from it. And so even though I knew the right thing was to call and that's what I chose to do, I knew that now there was going to be a lot of conversation that happened and there's going to be a lot of stuff that goes on from this point on prior to that situation. And just how the phone call, I think the words that were said that left me going into my next part of my day was a little hard because I had to literally put that all aside to go fill in a leadership job. And it is hard to not say things and to not react in an angry way because that is a big thing. Like a whole garage was messed up, a whole car, you know, and that's not something easy to handle, but I just feel like maybe handling it on the phone a little different, knowing I had going into something, which, like, I'm not mad about how the situation was handled because, I mean, it was really quick. It happened 7 in the morning, so it kind of just your first instinct, you know?
So how do you think that we felt as parents, realizing that we are 2.5 hours away from our home with 2 vehicles that we have no idea what the extent of damage is along with our home. And we now need to walk into a college to have ourselves put together to carry on business for ourselves. So while I can respect and understand that you were looking for or are looking for that kind of, I kind of feel like it's special treatment, because if you make a poor choice, there are natural consequences for that choice. And while you had things to do, we did too. So, you know, how does that work? Do you think that you're ever going to be in a spot that, do you think that maybe if you had slowed down that morning and not been so rushing and not been so annoyed with your sister because you couldn't find her keys and her truck was behind you and your stuff is not fitting in the car and you were having all those moments, do you think that if you had stepped back and maybe paused and breathed, it would have brought forth different results?
Maybe.
I know for me, that's usually the grounding factor, is when I begin to analyze what led up to my poor choice or my mistake. It's usually some sort of a snap second. I was in a rush. It is almost always because I'm in a rush.
Mm-hmm. Almost, because your mind is in a million different places.
Every time. And again, she mentioned just a few of my small errors, which have been very expensive errors. And
they normally are, though. And I think that's what, as kids, you know, what if you were in a position that this was your home? What do you do? What if it was your only vehicle?
Well, let's let Maddie weigh in on that one in this particular case, because it was not but maybe 4 weeks ago that we're just trying to get ready for Sunday morning service. And she comes in just to bawl in tears. And
I think it was the beginning of summer.
And mm-hmm. She had just run. I mean, and you walked out to a driveway. Like, you physically saw the car there. Mm-hmm. And yet you still
backed into it.
Put it in reverse, Terry, and hit the other car. So, I mean, these kind of things, when I think about them, they somewhat blow my mind. Because the car was literally there in front of you, and you still hit it.
Mm-hmm.
Right by, like, there's a camera, even, I think, when you put it in the R, it shows you what's behind you.
And yeah. It beeps.
And yeah. There's a car.
But I was in a rush, and that's where the slowing down comes in, because I was in a rush, and I didn't even let the car process before I put it in motion. So it was, I turned the key and I put it in reverse and started moving. So
man, there's a life lesson.
It was no thinking. There was no time for my car to breathe, for loading. There was no process time for it to process my mistake.
I like that analogy, because the number of times that I put the key in and don't give it time to process what I'm fixing to say, what I'm fixing to do.
Before I put it in motion.
Sometimes I will just fire it off and hope for the best.
And think about our words, not just our actions, but our brains. When we don't, and I'm guilty of this, even in this situation with Olivia. With Maddie, I did not, because Kenny, you were so wonderfully there putting a halt to every single noise that came out of my mouth, because you knew how frustrated I was. And I think in both of these situations, I can find the similarities of both of you girls being overwhelmed with where your brains are at. Olivia was going into camp for the first day as a leader, and she takes it to heart and so seriously. She's so invested, and it's so important to her to be spot on. And maybe this was God's way of giving her the ability to face that adversity, still go into camp that day and be the leader, to show her that she can be that leader despite what is going on around her. And I think that's really a strength. And Maddie, I remember the time where you were just, it was just after graduation. You were stressing, your friend leaving, your boyfriend leaving, the world was coming to an end. And you were literally in this emotional tirade of everyone was paying around you for your poor choices, because your mind was in a one-track spot that you weren't getting out of. So for both of you guys, it's like when our minds overwhelm us,
when the tasks overwhelm us or the days, you know, what are we doing to work through those moments? So on Friday, when we get this call and we're in the car and I'm frustrated, I don't know that anyone would not have been frustrated with that day. And I think it's a bit unfair it's a child perspective to say, well, I think you should have been nicer and been more considerate of what I had next. That sounds like a fairy tale land. I don't know that any parent would be like, okay, honey, I see that you have run through the vehicle, through the car, through cars and doors and the house. And okay, have the best time at camp. I don't know. If there's somebody out there, please share with me your secrets on how you handle life like that.
Well, it's kind of the same thing that we've had to segue with Maddie, in that while we haven't had that particular run-in, it's been just a general lack of focus for a lot of reasons. And it's almost the opposite, that your mind has been so clouded with singularity that you haven't been able to actually focus on anything that was really mattering around you. And so we'll open the can of worms there a little bit. So Maddie is involved with a young man, and sometimes it gets the better of you and your situational awareness, because...
Who we like a lot. Hi, Junior.
But in the end, sometimes it's just like, hey, how many times can we tell you to clean your room? Or how many times can we tell you this task needs to be accomplished? How many times can we tell you your schoolwork is a priority? And so we've had some rounds with you, because we're like, hey, life is more than about a boyfriend right now. You have very important thresholds and benchmarks that you have to make over the next several months in order to go to the next stage that you want to. So where does that put you? Where do you think you're at in all of this based on what your mind is going through?
I mean, you're right about that. I do get caught up with I hyper focus on things, even if it isn't just a boyfriend, or even if it's just playing pickleball with people or hanging out with church friends. Like, right. It's not just a... Yes, Keith is Keith or Junior. He goes by both. But either way,
sorry, that was my alarm.
He does take a lot of my thought process, with him going to college and then my best friend going to college. Like, it does, but I like single things out. So that's something I have to work through every day, of making sure I'm focused on not only everything else, but also myself, and like building myself for my future, since it's rapidly approaching.
And I think this summer you have had some ups and downs. You have had some ebbs and flows of progress. And I think, truthfully, both of you have had a busy summer. Probably you, Maddie, more than Olivia. Just being in multiple places and multiple spaces of responsibility. And as parents, we are tasked with teaching you and molding you and building a foundation of what your adulthood life is going to be like, and trying to teach you all the best things that we can with what we have. And balance is so important. And it doesn't matter if it's now, if it's in 10 years, if it's whatever, but in all of these circumstances, you guys are blessed to get your parents' reaction, and your parents who are much different than we were 4 years ago. You get us to go through these issues with you and not the world. I hope so anyways. Because if you were doing some of the things that you're doing now and not focusing and not following directions and not being responsible in a workplace or in college, there are, truthfully, there's consequences, just natural consequences, that it doesn't matter. And you still have that, you know, as we went through a college walkthrough that was very wonderful. I don't know that any of us can say anything bad about it, other than I was just on the verge of an anxiety attack walking in, because it was just a lot to process.
So let's put a pin in that for just a second.
Yeah.
Because there was, I think, an adult life lesson that was learned very quickly, and something that I know that we've gotten out of so many church lessons. And Christy and I have gone through a study called Freedom many years ago and have taught it a number of times. And one of the tenets of freedom is kind of the truth all the time. You know, so many of us will walk through life, and when somebody just says something as simple as, "Hey, are you okay?" your natural response is, "Yep," you clam up, "I'm good," and you keep on driving down the road, knowing inside that you're not okay. Something is bothering you, something has got you upset. Or even something just problematic all the way around. So as we're trying to enter the school, we're walking up this tall set of steps. And I mean, honest to goodness, Chrissy is walking slow. Like, I'm almost dragging her up the steps. It's just abnormal. And I didn't realize what was happening. But the truth be told is, the more that we were able to just be real with other people who had no objective, they had no reason to be understanding, they had no reason to be compassionate to what had just happened. They didn't in any way, shape, or form, but they were. They started talking with us, and it's like the atmosphere changed, and it became more of a, "Oh man, that doesn't sound like a great way to start the morning, but we're really glad that you're here."
Yeah.
You know, what I'd like to extract of that is not so much singular or pointed to the situation, but really the premise of what that is, in that if we could learn to be more honest with people that are around us, if we could learn to be a little more real and genuine with, you know, actually, not today is not a great day for me, I think the number of people that would stop in that moment with you instead of continuing to move forward would surprise you.
And I think that comes with a couple of different layers. It comes with an honesty layer, that we have to be open and honest and vulnerable. But then we also let people in to the real. So you're having to let a whole lot of guards down. And for me, that day, in that moment, there were so many unknowns of what this college tour was going to hold, because the weight of it has been, I don't want to say heavy, but at the same time, it has been kind of heavy, because we really want the best for Maddie. So it's been kind of a, I don't know what the words are, that it's just been this process of not knowing what to expect.
And it's hard too sometimes to want so much for somebody else,
mm-hmm.
and then to sometimes see them not necessarily, because Chrissy and I, again, I don't know if we've shared it or not, it doesn't really matter, but we didn't exactly take the standardized path to life, where
we didn't take the traditional
graduate
route.
High school, go to college, and the opportunities were probably there, but again, we had a lot of life circumstances and very early marriages and kids and parents and careers that we moved into, but we didn't really, that wasn't something that we walked right into. And so as we're sitting here thinking about it, and then the years that we spent juggling night school or college GED. After work, GEDs, yeah. online school, just so that we could get our undergraduate degrees done, because we felt it was very important for the both of us to have those in order to be able to spawn our kids onto having those. It's not necessarily the path we wanted for our kids. We wanted to give them a little more traditional approach to, hey, this is another 4 years that you get to grow, to expand. You get to move away a little bit, but not too far. You get to have some fun, and you get to be kind of a mini adult. You know, you're a full adult by technicality, but we're only going to give you so much adult that you can handle at one time, which is why we're discussing the meal plan at the college, right? So we can kind of make sure at least you're going to have some food. So all in all, you know, circling back to that point and getting right to the stairs that were coming up, I think this is something huge to pull out of this, is that if we can take the time to be honest with people, I think we'll be surprised so many times at the number of people that will stop and just be honest with us. And sometimes it's at the point of saying, oh yeah, you would. I had a guy at work that I told this exact same thing to, and his immediate response was, no kidding, you're not going to believe this. My kid did the same thing. You know, and we're very different. You know, his kid is probably much older than ours are, and he's much older than I am. So we're talking about years of difference, but it's like the same things happen to us all at the same time in different places. So kids don't ever not be kids. Adults are never not adults. You know, things always continue to happen. And so...
But when I go back and I play through the day, it continued to get easier and easier and easier and lighter and lighter and lighter with each moment of laughter. And while it's not funny by any stretch of the imagination, it's if we don't find the lightheartedness and the peace of this, this is just a life lesson. It's a life lesson for our kids. It's a life lesson for us. It gives us the opportunity to respond in a way that we hope is honoring to God. But if it's not, for us to learn how to better respond in the future, it opens up dialogue with the kids to talk about things. And, you know, I can respect Olivia's opinion, and of both of the girls, I think that she has a much deeper opinion about things that I tend to not agree with, but I can understand and respect where she's coming from. I just think it's a bit unrealistic in some expectations. So I don't know that we as parents will ever meet that A grade in her mind. And that's okay. That's okay. I hope for her that as she grows and becomes a parent and has her own family, that these moments are thought about. And we just do the best that we can in the moments and open up the floor for conversation, but also open up the floor for humility and humor.
Oh, you want to talk about some humility and humor?
Mm.
Yeah, why don't we scroll right on to the end of the day?
I don't know. We can't totally scroll on because let's just quickly, rapidly go through. Fine.
Then we'll get to the humility and the humor.
We go through the whole school tour. We meet the coach. The softball coach. We had a fantastic day with each and every person that we came in contact with at this school. I mean, genuinely, it was a fantastic school. So now at this point, we're just kind of waiting, you know, until September timeframe. Maddie has done a great job in filling out all of the paperwork. We've gotten current transcripts over to him. We've done all of the things. So right now, it's just kind of a waiting game for the next couple months. But then we have the drive home, which was absolutely fine. Stopped at Bucky's, got some good lunch. At that point, it was okay to eat. Missed out on that the first time. I still ate.
You still ate.
I did. That bacon, egg, and cheese was good.
No matter how sick you are to your stomach, you can still eat that.
It was good. And then we get home. So we go through all of that and we get home. And now here we are, unloading the car. We're assessing the damage of the home and the vehicles. And it was a lot. Like, it was a lot more than what we thought. So I'm looking at Maddie's truck and I'm looking at a Tahoe that was pushed a whole lot more than I mean, what FaceTime videos could show. And we're just evaluating all of the different little pieces. And I'm thankful that the Tahoe was in the garage because it could have been way worse had it not been. So finding all of our blessings. But then I start looking at Maddie's truck and it's like, there is some insulation stuck in places that it should not be. And so Kenny and I load up. We take the truck to take her truck over to the mechanic shop to get evaluated. So that is where that sits. We're on our way home having conversations. Again, even in the midst of all of the chaos and it getting worse and worse and worse as we're moving through, we're still laughing. We're still lighthearted. And now we're walking in to the house and I'll let you continue the story. What happened when we were walking into the house?
Well, I mean, it's just another day. You're just, it's been a day. You just want to come in the house. So here I come. We have a small little thing that we turn. We're coming up the driveway and I am probably 6 inches. And as I go to put my foot down, I realize there is a giant snake.
I think 6 inches is a bit exaggerative. I think you might have been 2 foot from it, three foot.
It felt like I was fixing to be struck by the snake. And I believe a little part of my soul left my body. I stepped back. I might have let out a couple woos.
There were some loud woos.
There were some loud woos.
Which attracted the dogs to the door and the kids and to the kids. Door.
So now we're on one side of the door, screaming at a 6 foot snake,
screaming snake, at them to do not open the door.
And then they went around the corner. We have storms. I mean, this was like a movie setting. Storms are now setting in on us. The black clouds are coming through. The rain's about to pour on top of us. I can't get in my front door.
We have a garage door that is broken and pulled up. So the snake is on its way.
It just knows it's going to the garage. We now know it's going to the garage. No options left. Let's get a stick and start poking it. So that's what we do. So the kids, now they've made their way outside. We are all invested in this snake process. Truth, I do not like snakes. I don't want to touch them. I don't want to wrangle with them.
Well, it's one part of your mini-me that she didn't get because she saved us.
She did. Now, maybe there was just like the adrenaline was still there because she came out like a boss and she got the stick and poked it and moved it and poked it. And I mean, and she was ducking and dodging all over the place.
She was ducking and dodging.
That thing is jumping and snapping and moving. And here we are. I just need the snake gone.
And by this point, the rain is here.
It's pouring down. So, I mean, I do what all dads should do. I stand on the porch out of the rain and I let her stand in the yard and do the snake tangling because she was doing so good at it.
She had a cooler in one hand. The snake has already musted our whole front porch. So it stinks to high heaven. And she's just wrangling it right through the front yard to get it over the fence.
Got it. And she did. Finally, she got it and she got that danger noodle and picked it up and then flung it right over the fence like it was a
nope rope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Off it went. So while this wasn't bad enough, we all had, you know, a party of three witness to this. Nope. The Boche family is well surveilled. We have the Ring doorbell camera. And there is nothing that gets by the Ring doorbell camera. So Maddie goes, oh, I can pull down the footage of the Ring doorbell camera. And we got to relive this moment over and over and over and over and over again.
It's been pretty humorous. It's like the sudden foreshadowing when I was trying to find the video.
If you're listening and you need to see this, I think maybe on the Between Our Sundays Facebook, we should maybe do a post. We'll upload the video.
Let people comment if they want it.
If you haven't already seen it on TikTok and on all of our social media platforms already, we will add it to.
Why not?
And I just want to take a moment to really evaluate and tell both of the girls how proud we are of you that even in the face of adversity, we have raised two girls that like sugar and are enjoying these silky gems as much as they can. Olivia, I know that you don't always agree with our perspective, and I'm okay with that. Please know how much we are proud of you, and even in that moment of overwhelmingness and frustration with yourself, especially to watch you rise up and continue to move on, even though you made that mistake. I'm very proud of you for how you handled yourself. Now, I hope as you grow and you get these life lessons and you learn these life lessons, I think that you will, no different than how frustrated you were when Maddie hit your car. It wasn't your fault, had nothing to do with you, but you had to suffer the consequences for something that she did. It was frustrating, right?
Yes.
Nobody can hear you because you're too busy chewing that sugar.
My bad. It was good.
Which flavor was it? Guava?
I think so.
Or it was the hibiscus.
Oh.
There's a hibiscus blueberry.
Oh.
It's the dark red one.
Oh.
This is really taking a turn.
These silky gems are pretty good. Maddie, I'm super proud of you and how much you stepped out of your comfort zone, talked to new people, are continuing to grow through the uncomfortable seasons.
And they don't stop. Uncomfortable seasons are part of change and growth and building. And sometimes you have to do a little demo in order to get the next thing built stronger, bigger, better.
But I think that's what God does in our lives, though, is sometimes he walks us through adversity so that we can grow, because that's where you grow. You don't grow in the mundane normalcy. You grow in the moments of change.
Well, it's like a bone. You know, when a bone is broken, it will always grow back stronger than it was before. Mm. And while I don't think anybody enjoys a broken bone, there are some things in our life that we have to work on. There are some things in our life that we have to get past and get through, and God has to break in order to make us stronger. And if the cost right now is potentially some cosmetic damage to a car and a garage door, for there to be a life lesson that is going to pay true dividends, then I'll write the check.
For sure.
And I say that now as a moment of genuine calmness and somebody that's literally going to write the check, that if some of these are the investments in our kids, and we've had similar investments in all three kids at this point, that there are going to be growing pains and growing points, but it's always going to come at a level of there being some level of life input that is going to need to be worked through.
Right.
And if they can learn some of these skills of agility and conflict management, just resilience, really, that's a big thing that, gosh, there's such a, I don't mean to pick on or poke on the generation because everybody does, but there's a bit of a generational gap right now that just doesn't seem to do well with resilience. They hit a wall and they either stop or go backwards, or they're so hamstrung that they're not even willing to try because they know they may hit a wall.
Right.
And therefore, they either move backwards or move nowhere at all. And as we know, in any sort of growth model, if you're not growing, you're never actually standing still. You're only moving forward or you're only moving backwards. You never stand still.
So real quick before we end this today, Olivia, what do you think we did that was good?
Probably I'd say, even though in the midst of all the frustration, you guys still came home. Well, first you still texted me and you were like, it's going to be okay. And I love you. Like, even though that was probably a really hard text to send because, you know, you probably really, really mad because this was worse than.
I was frustrated, but I really wanted you to know, even in the midst of my frustration, that I hoped your first day at camp went well. It was very genuine, and it wasn't hard for me to text at all. I just needed a moment to process the information and just take a moment to breathe. So it was a very genuine text.
But, and then also when you got home, even though the first thing y'all did was go assess everything, that you still came inside and you were like, even though this is a lot that's happened, there's a lot of money going into this that we have to take care of, it's going to be okay and we're going to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what what happened, how it happened, if it was on purpose or if it wasn't, we're going to figure it out.
And I feel like we actually came in when we got home and immediately asked you about how camp was. Like I feel like that was one of the first things that we talked with you about. Because you were telling us about the day and how it went. Or maybe we called you.
Yeah, I called
That's
you.
That's what it was. It was, we talked was on like, the phone. We FaceTimed.
I got home and I was like, so, even though you probably don't want to talk to me right now, I still want to tell you about the day. Because it was a very interesting day at camp.
So we still communicated. We still, and I do think there were seasons in our life that we didn't have that. Like that anger could have rolled over into days and days and days and days and days. And that's not what I want to leave with you as your mom. In the moment, I was very frustrated. But it quickly moved through. It quickly moved through. I think we had another bout in the afternoon when we realized that the damage to Maddie's truck was a bit more severe than what we initially thought.
We worked through that too.
We worked through that moment.
We did.
So,
and it all has found a way to be just, it's going to be part of those earmarks of our life where we're, it's.
So while we may have not responded in the A-plus manner that you would like us to, I feel like we kind of did an okay job. Next time, I'll hopefully there's no next time, but as there is conflict, I hope that I can continue to do better and better and better in my responses and in those moments of frustration and choosing my words more positively. But still giving myself grace that it's okay to be upset. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of where I'm at, is it's okay to be upset. So, all right, Maddie, what have we done good in all of the things lately?
Helping me through it and not just shaming me for my lack of attention to things. You get frustrated, but a lot of the time you help me understand just a little bit more. Sometimes I don't understand all the time. And even to this day, I still don't understand why everything goes how it does. But like, it's okay because I trust you guys because you guys are my parents, and I don't, exactly like Olivia, she didn't agree with your perspective, but you guys have 43 years of life. Like you guys have more experience to see that. So you giving yourself a grade, an assessment saying, I feel like I really did good, was like just growth. Cause I feel like if we haven't gone through what we have in the last 4 years, we wouldn't be in the place we did. But also like the LaGrange tour, like I feel like it helped with the dwindling of that frustration and seeing that from the outside. I'd really had no input on this whole garage door thing. Like I wasn't asking any questions. I wasn't like, it's nothing, it's really none of my business. Like it was my truck, but it wasn't like my fault, and you guys are the parent, so you had secondhandedly had to deal with it. So I think the good part was just seeing on the outside, seeing how God just laid it out. Because let's say I did move that to work, because I was supposed to work on Friday, but I got that moved. Had I worked, I wouldn't have been on that tour, and had Olivia done that, and you guys would have been home, I feel like there would have been more anger held, like you said. I think it could have gone into the next couple days of frustration.
Yeah, we probably didn't need to be here for it.
Yeah, I think that was.
I was very happy about that.
I think, yeah,
just a little bit.
Because
I was like, I can call them and then go, and then they can.
Yeah, I think that it really helped. And then seeing the people at LaGrange themselves, even. If we didn't have this situation, we're just amazing. Like,
they really were.
They had lots of random people to talk to about it, too.
We did. Very friendly. Like, And I felt like mom and dad clicked better with them than I did. Like, they're
I think
be...
you were just nervous. And that's kind of when we were doing the tour and
yeah,
our had was leading us. He was a wealth of knowledge and his love for the school was just so amazing. I really loved that kid. He was really awesome. But letting you go and have those conversations and ask and see and like as you grow up, we as parents have to space ourselves from you to allow you to make certain decisions. And as Olivia is getting older, the same goes for her. Is, you know, we've been very clear with y'all that these are paths that we would love for you to walk, but if you make certain choices, there are certain consequences that we can't do anything about. So we're just here as a guide. As your guide, it's frustrating to have to
be your guide.
Pay for some of your poor choices, but, you know, hopefully we've got it all out of our system. We had three things on Friday. We had a garage door, a truck, and a snake. So we've got our three things. You know, they normally happen in threes.
I said this to you on Friday. And I said, how many times do you think God looks down at me as Kenny has just proverbially run the car through the garage door?
Oh, for sure.
And it's like, oh, gosh, Kenny, I told you not. I told you not to do that. You could have been paying more. Like, I've given you all the skills. I've given you all the abilities to not do that. And look, here you are hanging out in the middle of the garage.
Again. Yeah.
And then, you know, we get to step back from that. And before we even have a moment or even a fraction of a second to even ask for forgiveness or grace, it was already given.
Yeah.
The whole price was already paid for. And it was a big bill. It was an eternal bill. And so I think when we begin to grapple with perspective a little bit and say what tenure exists here on earth, what we equate to dollars and cents sometimes, he equated to life and death.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does just absolutely morph into like it becomes nothing at that point.
Yeah.
It's something. We can dwell on it if we want to. And it doesn't mean that we don't talk through it, work through it, address it, you know, as growing points. But when we put it in the perspective of God seeing us in these same messes that we have.
Right.
And many times they're messes that nobody even knows about. They're the things that we know we did or do that never even leave our mind or people don't even pick up on. But nevertheless, it's still a car through the middle of the garage in God's world.
Yeah.
You know, and he saw it coming. What's worse is he saw it coming.
Yeah.
You know, so. Well, I think we could probably talk through this forever.
It was a funny weekend.
It was.
Full of lots of content, but. Thank you, girls, for being voluntold to join in with us today. Thank you for participating.
You want to do our pray out?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let me get you some.
Heavenly Father God, I thank you so much for this time and opportunity to spend here with Kenny and the girls to just kind of meditate on the weekend and some of the lessons learned, some of the places that we can do better. God, I just pray for anyone who is listening today, if they're going through struggles and feel like maybe they are the ones that have driven the proverbial car through the garage door, that they know that you're right there with them, that you're not going away, and that whatever may come, you are right there beside them, ready to pick them up, bring them to you, and find solutions, God, that they're not alone. Lord, I thank you for the immense amount of change in our family and for the families that are listening, for the people that are listening. I pray that you look at yourselves now and see how far you've come, whether it's one step in one day. Each step, each day, before you know it, you'll look back and see that you've got months of change, years of change, and you're not the person that you were yesterday or last year or 5 years ago. God, I thank you for your grace and mercy. I thank you for walking through the seasons with us when we weren't optimally making choices and we weren't spiritually guiding our children in a way that it was honoring to you. God, I thank you for the healing of depression. I thank you for the healing of
anger and just the negativity that dwelled in me for so long, Lord. I pray that if there's anyone listening that feels shame or feels regret or wishes that they didn't do certain things, God, I pray that they forgive themselves, that they can look to you right now and just find a blanket of peace and joy to know that their sins are no more. God, that you have all the grace and mercy that we need. And I just pray and hope that any person that this podcast reaches, that they know ultimately that you are our Father, that you died and rose again, and that you love us, and that there is no sin too great that you do not forgive. We thank you so much for all that you are, all that you have been, and all that you continue to be in all the seasons of our life. I pray all of this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. Until the next one, hopefully we have less things in catastrophics to talk about and more great things. And certainly, please, no snakes.
All right.
See you guys
Bye.
Later.
Bye.